Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
I don't do this to please you. I do this to serve. And everybody on this line, you should have the same mindset that your gift isn't for you. Jesus says the Son of Man did not come to be served, but he came to serve and give his entire life.
Amen.
Give his entire life as a ransom.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
How many of y'all that want your own ministry want to give your entire life as a ransom for souls? I'm going to tell you something. If you can't preach to three people like you preach to 3,000 people, then that means you're not called.
Yeah.
If you will go and you try to start a conference and only three people came, you're going to get discouraged and say, oh, yeah, I'm done with preaching, because all really you want is the big accolades. You want to do what Brian Carn doing. You want to do what Paula White doing, all these big-time preachers. You want to do what they doing. You want a big platform, but it don't work that way. It don't go, this ain't no overnight thing, baby. You got to labor in this thing. Bible says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. He said
that's the word. Yes.
So because only three people came to your conference, now all of a sudden you sad and down and out. No, you should rejoice, even for the three.
That's it?
Yes.
Me and my wife, we preached to a handful of people for years, and we've been going on fire, been going hard. But guess what? Even though locally we didn't have a lot of people, we know worldwide.
That's right.
Bible said that your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. Our gift made room for us, but we didn't use our gift to prostitute the people. We used our gift to bless the people. That's why God made room for us.
That's the difference.
Even when these pastors' church doors was closed, God was opening up other doors.
Doors
for the people to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Your gift isn't for you, prophet.
Amen, man of God.
Amen.
Your gift isn't for you, minister. It's for souls.
Yep.
It's for souls. And then I wanted to go into, because there's different type of gifts we got. Some people don't know you got church gifts. It's called the priestly gifts. That's for the house of God. Then you got what's called kingdom gifts, ascension gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Those are glory gifts. Two different brackets. I'm talking about the gifts where you can be translated from where you're at right now in your city to take you and place you in Africa just to preach for 5 minutes and then take you and put you back in New Jersey.
Amen, sir.
That he did in the Bible, even with Stephen. So understand this. There's kingdom gifts and there's church gifts. I wanted to get off into it. I'm not going to get off into it right now. We're going to have to say that probably for another day. But I want to tell y'all this. Your gift isn't for you. A lot of people, they're zealous. But I tell people, like, I'm telling you, it ain't like you think it is. This ain't no TV. This ain't no Hollywood stuff, y'all. Yeah, we move in miracles. I know it looks like, wow. That stuff seems unreal. But we have to pay a price for that.
That's right.
We didn't just wake up overnight. Me and my wife had to fast and pray and stay before God hours for that. We had to be persecuted. People had to leave us. People had to lie on us and still lie on us today. People had to steal.
Amen. That's right.
We done bless people for pay their rent. And then after we paid their rent, the next day they done called us a false prophet.
Been there.
You know what that's called?
There.
That's called being a thief. They stole from us. They stole from us. And then
that happened to me.
My God. See, you got to go through some things. You think you're just going to wake up and all of a sudden you're going to be on TVN. Sometimes.
Sure.
One in a million chances that happen. One in a million chances that will happen. But it usually don't happen that way. Your gift isn't for you. In order for your gift to be expanded and for your platform to be expanded, you're going to have to go through some things in order for the oil to flow.
That's right.
You're on it.
The apostle, teach me how to use the keys of the kingdom. I said, you don't even know what you ask. Teach me how to loose big miracles in the people's life. Teach me all of this stuff. You don't know what you're asking. I said if you want to operate like me, you got to go through like me.
Amen. Amen.
It is two different types of warfare. I was just talking about that the other night with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's two different types of warfare. I was talking to a young lady the other night. She got mad and blocked me on Facebook because I told her the truth in love. She said she'd been going through all her life. And I said, okay. I said, praise God. I said, God was shaping you and molding you for such a time as this. But I said, the warfare in the Lord showed me. He showed me her life. I said, the warfare that you've been going through in your life can't be compared to the warfare that you're going to go through when you say, I do, to Jesus.
Amen.
When you begin to accept Christ on your life, it's two different types of warfare. You go through warfare because the enemy hates you and just want to take you out, period. But then when you say, I do to Jesus and accept your calling as a prophet, as a pastor, as an evangelist, as a bishop, and so forth, that is a different bracket of warfare.
That's right.
It's two different types of warfare. So when you sit up there and say, I've been going through all my life and all that, I said, I'm not trying to down what you went through. Everybody done been through some, child. Everybody done.
Come on, sir.
I'm not trying to downplay that, but I'm trying to give you the reality of it. When you begin to step in ministry and minister the gospel, there's a whole other dimension. Hell begins to target your family. Hell begins to target your body. Hell begins to target your children. Why? Because you are now trying to reach souls and get
my man of God.
This whole thing, this whole battle between Satan and God is all about souls, y'all.
Amen, man
the
of God.
The more souls that we get to the kingdom of God, amen, the more Satan is going to try to unleash all the hell against your life. Yes, we have grace. But God will allow us to go through some things because God is so brilliant. He's saying, I'm going to use you to win souls, but I'm going to also allow you to go through things while you're winning those souls so it can shape and refine you and mold you to go to a higher dimension to even win more souls. My God, isn't he brilliant? Woo.
Yes.
Isn't he brilliant?
Thank you.
So think about this. I got some zealous sons and daughters, and I praise God for you. But you want to just shoot up to the national scene. It don't happen that way. I had a spiritual daughter. I'm not going to say no names, but I had a couple of spiritual daughters. They said that they got invites from Africa. And then I chuckled to myself because I said, praise God for that. But did they tell you that they was going to provide your transportation?
Yep.
Did they tell you that they was going to give you an honorarium? Usually when it comes to people and comes to the app inviting you, usually it deals with charity work, missionary work. Missionaries are basically caregivers. They do a lot of things off charity. That's what missionaries are. They over there are real missionaries.
Come on.
So they expect you to pay for your own flight. They may provide lodging for you, but it may be in a small room with a dirt floor, and they may provide meals for you, but can you even trust those meals that they're going to give you, especially since there's a lot of voodoo over there?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yes, sir. I didn't chuckle to myself because I was trying to be mean or anything, but I was like, yeah, they're going to learn because this thing isn't an overnight thing. I had one spiritual daughter, I was trying to train her. She just let me, what's the bishop, tongue out his mouth. He ordained her real quick. And she was so happy. She was like, my ministry about to take off. She was telling everybody, yeah, I'm getting invites to Africa and everything. I hit her up. I say, praise God for you. I'm so happy for your life. God doing amazing things. I say, you shouldn't have left, though. We was training you and trying to train you the right way. But nonetheless, praise God for your life. I say, so I heard that you was getting invited to Africa. What's going on? How many crusades have you done? Well, I'm trying to get the $3,000 together to get the plane flight to go over there.
Wow.
Right now, today, she ain't doing nothing. She crying.
My God.
Praying, asking people to pray for her when she's supposed to be a prophet praying for the people.
Have mercy.
Have mercy, Lord.
I'm saying this for a reason, not to be down on nobody. I'm saying your gift isn't for you. But when you begin to move ahead of the anointing,
Yeah, come on, man.
You also place souls in danger. Take your time. You ain't God ain't gonna. If God got assignment on your life, He ain't gonna take you out of here until you complete that assignment. What is the rush? We in the last days. If you would just allow God to do what God's gonna do, He will begin to accelerate you and move you up. What is the rush?
Come on, man of God.
Your gift isn't for you. It's for your family. It's for your friends. It's for souls that you don't know.
That's right.
Man, you're cheap.
I'm finished.
Awesome.
I didn't touch my notes. I was going to go into John 2, 3 through 10. I was going to go talk about that. I was going to go into Proverbs 18, 16. I was going to go talk about that. I was going to talk about Elijah. I was going to go into that and talk about Moses and a whole lot of other stuff, but we just stayed for a late day.
This needed to be said.
Amen.
God said you a whole other way.
Here, cool shot. I want to say this. Many of us on this line, we've been overlooked, and that's why some of us are on the line, because we couldn't go to a church house because we felt like we would get rejected. They wouldn't receive us.
Come on.
Many of us have gifts. Many of us have talents. God, the Holy Spirit, and His prophet, me, and His apostle of prayer, we just want you to do it the right way so that you can be a greater blessing instead of a greater distraction. Did you hear what I mean? We just want you to do it the right way. You can call me old-fashioned, but every child, every spiritual child that is under my ministry, under my leadership, can tell you that they have grew like crazy following the instructions that me and my wife have given them.
Right.
And whoever you assign to, because I'm not assigned to everybody, everybody not assigned to me, but whoever God leads you to, just take your time. Understand that your gift will make room for you.
Amen.
If you allow God to do it and you yourself don't want to hear the anointing. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. This message, your gift isn't for you, but your gift is for the kingdom. It's for souls. Your gift isn't for you. Yes. Father, I thank you for the words that's been released. I thank you, Lord God.
Agree, Lord.
God, release unto them wisdom, Lord, strategies and wisdom, Lord God, to even go further in your kingdom. Lord God, let them be compelled to preach the gospel under the Holy Spirit guidance and direction.
Not emotions,
but moving according to the drumbeat of the Father. Lord God, you do it today and not later. We decree and declare so.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you for the word, man of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. God bless you. Everyone on here, God bless you. I enjoyed the word. I know you did as well. I always enjoy Apostle Andrew as he brings forth a dunamis word from the Lord. And I know that you all agree, and I want you not to just adhere and just listen today, but meditate on it. Be empowered. Assess yourself. Since your gift isn't for you, can you really answer what gift do you have? Since you know that you've been equipped, there's something inside of you that's not for yourself but to help solve someone else's problem, can you really or can you identify what that gift is? Do you know yourself? Do you really understand what God has placed inside of you to help someone else? So that's what you need to do on today. You need to be able to understand what's inside of you, what God has placed inside of you, and how you are to use it to help someone else, so that you can be a blessing to the world, to your local region, to your church, to your family, to your friends. I know what mine is. I have many. Some of you all have many, not just one. You have a dominant gift. Most of you all, everybody has a dominant gift, one that overshadows everything else, but that doesn't mean you don't have more than one. So I know I have more than one. I know what my dominant one is, and I know what my other ones are, my other gifts. So what do you have? What is your dominant gift? What are your other gifts that God wants to use you as a resource to help bring other people out of bondage, to help encourage other people? So that's something that I want to leave you with to think on, to assess. I'm always asking questions because questions, they summon solutions, and questions expose deception. We want to remove all deceptions. We want to remove all types of distractions so that we can go straight to the source and know what we're dealing with. Let's remove the cloudiness and let's think in clarity. Let's move in clarity. That's what the Lord wants us to do. So, amen. God bless you all. I know that you all enjoy this.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.